This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing. At 4, Terry Hall.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Son is King, and if we didn't, we do now, thanks to Laura Veers. She's my featured artist this week. Whereas I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. I can't help but channel David Frost a little bit when I do that introduction. Maybe you've noticed in the inflection. Laura Veers is my featured artist. Two more songs from her before we get to 4 o'clock, when Terry Hall is on the air. That's great, isn't it? I'm actually in an erstwhile covers band with Terry, which I'll tell you more about later on in the programme, but not seen him for ages, and can't wait to hear what he's got to play. No real theme to the show this week. I've just chosen a load of stuff that's filling up my senses at the moment. Got some new music from Sumi, the Marbles Jackson, and in a few moments something from Millar Grays, which I'm very excited about. And I'm making the programme in a studio in that there London, belonging to my friend Ben Hillier. Ben's an excellent producer. He co-writes and produces Nadine Shah at the moment, but he's worked with Depeche Mode and Elbow. He did our first two records. He's also worked with Doves and, loads of people. Very talented man. And he very kindly gave me this beautiful studio I'm looking at here in order to pre-record the programme for you this week. I know I asked you for train songs last week, but I won't bore you with the logistics. We're going to do that next week. Do keep your recommendations coming in for songs involving trains. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's what we do. The Beckopedia will be dropping by in a little while. And there's no theme on account of Eric Pulido, who you just heard do his Six Music playlist, choosing some of the songs that were essential to my theme. So, didn't want to play the same Genesis track twice and that kind of thing. Don't begrudge him it at all. It was an excellent programme. And it's good to know that somebody I admire so much has such great taste. Hey, brilliant. So let's move on with that new one from Milagres. Their album is called Jeweled Cave. And this is The Letter Bomb. And it starts boldly. Happy Sunday. Milagres from the Jeweled Cave is the name of the album. That's The Letter Bomb. Sound like you meant it to me. Sort of channeling all sorts of wonderful stuff that I love from the 80s there as well. I like that some of this stuff's come back into vogue, these synthesizers, etc. Incidentally, the studio I'm in Barbican, I'm in the pool room in the Moloco complex, owned by my friend Ben Hillier. The room's full of synthesizers, interesting looking microphones, an old German desk, some vibes, some kettle drums, basically all of Ben Hillier's toys surrounding me. I feel very strangely at home. I don't suppose there's anything strange about it, is there? A song for Guy recommendation now. If you have a recommendation for the programme, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, or just go and find me through the Six Music website and try and play me something I've not played before. And we can broaden our knowledge together. Bryce Cole is in Orange, California, a lovely part of the world, and he says, happy 2014, hope NYC was kind to you. As I began my year listening to some Bill Withers, it dawned on me that he used a lot of string arrangements in his music. I had heard that Buddy Holly was one of the first to combine strings with popular music, but not sure if that's true. My song recommendation is Withers' Harlem, that describes life in that neighbourhood of New York. Cheers, Bryce. Thanks for your recommendation, mate. I hadn't heard this one from Bill Withers before. I accidentally killed Bill Withers on this very programme, which is something I'm looking into at the moment. I think there's a documentary in it which I've pitched. I hope it comes to bear. Most of the DJs I know, most of the presenters I know, have accidentally killed a celebrity, usually in quite a sincere manner. I think I said something like, the late, great Bill Withers, after playing one of his tunes, only to discover that not only is he not dead, but there was a documentary being made on him called Still Bill. Luckily, the producer of that documentary was listening to the programme and set me straight. So here he is, the man I murdered on air, Bill Withers, and this song's called Harlem. Just describing that neighbourhood in quite a passionate manner as well. It's a great tune, this. It's what the members of Elbow would describe as a builder. Bill Withers and Harlem. Thank you very much to Bryce Cole in Orange, California for that Song for Guy recommendation. I can't stop listening to this song by Broken Social Scene. It's perfect Sunday afternoon music. I absolutely adore it. It's called Sweetest Kill.
Trying to figure out a life.
in that marvellous broken social scene with Sweetest Kill. Make sure there's no kids in the room if you decide to watch the video. It's pretty gory. But what an amazing song. Can't get it out of my head.
I didn't want to be a DJ. I got offered the gig at a Roxy by default. Punk came along and created a musical ground zero. Andrew opened the punk rock club and there wasn't a DJ. And I'd been playing music in the shop, getting a great response to that. And he said, Don, have a go at DJing. And I thought, hey, why not?
This is Don Letts.
I mean, it's how I live. I mean, I listen to music 24-7. I go to bed with the radio on. Culture Clash Radio reflects my musical journey, which started way back when and ends, well, it doesn't. And that's the point. Another thing I do is I try to embrace the new, because I think we're duty-bound to shine a light on stuff that might otherwise slip under the radar. You know, it's all got a place in my world.
Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
Tonight, from 10.
On BBC Radio
6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
New music now from Sumi. This is called Spells You, and it's very sweet. Sumi and Spells You. I mentioned after that Bill Withers tune that I played earlier, Harlem, recommended by Bryce Cole, you have your own language when you're in a band sometimes, ways of describing different things about music, especially if you don't have any formal training, which the members of Elbow don't. A builder, as we would call it, is a song we have quite a few examples of something that repeats and builds, adds layers, and then eventually hits a crescendo. This next tune by Deus is ingenious. It's just a wonderful piece of music. It's called Instant Street. It's by my friends Deus, and it's from the album The Ideal Crash.
Thank you.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Jason Kay. Claims the Conservatives are trying to give important public sector roles to their supporters have been rebuffed by the Education Secretary, Michael Gove. His own Education Minister, the Liberal Democrat David Laws, has stoked the row. He's said to have been absolutely furious that the Labour peer Lady Morgan isn't having her contract to run Ofsted renewed. Our political correspondent Alex Forsyth says that Mr Gove insisted appointments were always made on merit.
He made the point that there's a policy across government not to automatically reappoint those people who serve a term as the chair of a public body. He said that's just something they're doing. They like the idea of a fresh pair of eyes to look over something. So this is him just really trying to quash those suggestions that the Conservatives are trying to put their own people in these positions of power.
The Environment Agency says there's a continued risk of flooding from heavy rain and high winds in the southwest. Dorset, Somerset and Gloucestershire are among the areas affected. Detectives have been given more time to question three people on suspicion of murdering a seven-week-old boy in Greater Manchester. The woman and two men are also going to be questioned about conspiring to pervert the course of justice. The Home Office has turned down a request from the British Beer and Pub Association for the extension of pub licensing times in England and Wales during the World Cup in Brazil. Some matches will be screened after normal closing times. The Home Office says local authorities should make decisions on a case-by-case basis. Pub landlord Francis Wright is disappointed by the decision.
They're very popular. Just usually when the games come on, we get like 30, 40, 50 people in the pub, and it's just busy throughout the game, and it's going to be annoying when we have to show them at 11 o'clock.
Woody Allen's adopted daughter has repeated claims that he sexually abused her as a child. In a letter to the New York Times, Dylan Farrow accuses the director of molesting her in 1992 when she was seven. Mr. Allen was investigated over the abuse allegations at the time, but no charges were brought and he denied them. That's Six Music News, more at 3:30.
This is Six Music.
Six Music.
BBC Radio Six Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Thank you.
Speck Mountain and Hey Moon. That's a cutie, isn't it? That was a Song for Guy recommendation years ago. At least 4 years ago. And back in those days, I didn't keep a record of who'd recommended songs. So rudely, if you're out there, thank you very much, whoever you are. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour. And my featured artist this week is the wonderful Laura Veers. I interviewed her about this next song. As I understand it, certainly when I spoke to her, her fella is part of the production team that make this music with her. This is a lovely hypnotic thing. I absolutely adore it. I like mantra in music. I like repetition in music, especially gentle, lovely chord progressions like this one. It's actually the first Laura Veers song I ever heard, and I heard it when Gideon played it on this very station. And I will be to him forever thankful. Laura Veers and Saltbreakers from the album Saltbreakers. This is To the Country.
Everything's changed.
Laura Veers and Saltbreakers from the album Saltbreakers, and that's To The Country. It's great, isn't it? I don't know why I like mantra so much. I don't know why I like repetition so much. Is it just part of the human condition? It certainly plays a large part in the kind of music I write. I wonder if it's anything to do with being brought up a Catholic, because I went to church every Sunday and there's an awful lot of repetition in a Catholic mass, prayers, etc., let alone the hymns. I wonder if it's something to do with that. If you've got any thoughts on it, or if you've... You're always very clever, aren't you, the Six Music listeners? Anybody got any special expertise in this area? I bet you have. The last time I threw something out there, it was about goldfinch and why they were such messy eaters. And somebody who was very, very well versed in why they're such messy eaters got back to me the following week. Any thoughts, anyone, on why I like repetition and mantra in music so much, other than my theory that it might be something to do with a Catholic upbringing? guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. And that's where to send your Song for Guy recommendations. And for next week's programme, recommendations of songs involving trains. We're going to have another train special, because I'm a bit of a geek. Now, the musical mystery history girl, the Beckopedia, is here. Now then.
Now then. In the 70s, the future was still seen as a space adventure, where we'd soon be colonising the moon and extending the hand of friendship to any sentient being that happened to pass through our solar system. The spectacular space race of the 60s had given way to Close Encounters, NASA's shuttle programme, and Tomorrow's World. And while we waited for the next giant leap, pop music was going electronic. Enter a short-lived but utterly delightful trend called space disco. It gripped Europe in the late 70s with its robotic beats, strange synthesized sounds, and wonderfully daft song titles such as EVA, Love Machine, Umbilic Contact, and the marvellous Magic Fly by Space. From its opening ramp up to takeoff, there's an unstoppable optimism about this track that conjures up laser beams and silver boiler suits, space dust, and Pong. It may not have been around for long, but space disco was fun while it lasted and had the added bonus of providing a soundtrack for every Open University science programme for the next decade. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Wikipedia chose space and Magic Fly. More from her next week, isn't she marvellous? Here's a new one now from The Marbles Jackson. There's something really authentic about this. There's something really from the guts about it. I fell in love with it immediately, and I have a feeling you will too. It's called No More Feeling Like, and it's great Sunday afternoon music.
Marbles Jackson and No More Feeling Like. I really love that. It felt from the hip. I'm pretty sure the bass player missed his entrance on the second verse, but they didn't seem to mind. I like that ethos. Yeah, it's a strange one, that, because Elbow tend to work very, very hard at the detail in their songs. You end up getting quite an intricate thing, quite a polished, intricate thing. But I'm a huge fan of music that seems a little bit more slung at the wall. I think you can sometimes capture an energy. I mean, particularly when you've got young players who are perhaps not super proficient. When you hear the sound of young people playing to the edge of their ability, there's a real passion that comes from there that I don't think you can recapture once you've mastered your instrument. You have to find it in different ways. There you go. That's my philosophy, Marty.
Six Music.
I'm Nimone, and you can join me for an electronic adventure every Friday night into Saturday morning on BBC Radio 6 Music. I cover an awful lot of territory in only 2 hours, from the darker end of beats and breaks
to the more sultry ambient sounds at the back end of the show.
And in the middle of it all is your 1am wind down. That's up to you. One tune that's kind of a musical bridge between the bigger beats in the first hour of Ladyland
and the second, more mellower half of the show.
My ears are always open. Wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, I'm always listening for tunes. From the old, old school to the very, very new.
Nimone's Electric Ladyland.
Join me as the journey unfolds.
Catch up now on the Six Music website.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter?
And the anti-matter.
I've got a song for Guy recommendation here from Barry Middleton. Some people can't help but write a really long, rambling email that takes ages to get through. Not so with Barry. He says, "Hey Guy, hope you're well. Have you heard All the Way Down from Jonathan Wilson? It's pretty good." Well, that's all he wrote, that's all he meant, and I'm inclined to agree with him. Here's Jonathan Wilson from the Fanfare EP. This is All the Way Down.
Take it all the way down. Yeah, there's something I can feel. With the drunks and the fleecing dancer, with the cats and the cardboard man. Hey, I like it down here. No one judges my sad eyes, and there's no one small talking at this point. Why won't you bother? Still it made me cry. An old man sits and watches nameless traffic. And maybe that's the reason I can't let you go. I'll never know. Yeah, I remember being close to you.
promise I can almost imagine. Now finally an array of hotel rooms. I do not contain my family. I need to speak with the mystic. Need to hear him glide right across the ocean. With a mystic, need to hear him sing. She's about to move. I've never heard the song, still it made me cry. That old man sits and watches nameless traffic. Maybe that's the reason I.
Is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
I don't need no doctor, cause I know what's in it.
I don't need no doctor.
Mantraluna. Mantraluna.
It's casual.
Here we go, Magic and Casual. You play them all the time, the nation cries. I can do what I want, I'm the chief of police. Now, that quote's from Jaws, but I think I've got it wrong. I could look online, but what's the fun in that? guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Correct me on my film quotes. In fact, let's play a game that me and my brother play. You give me a quote from a film, and I've got to see if I can find out what film it is, and I promise I won't cheat. You're just going to have to trust me. This is a Song for Guy recommendation from Nick Barker in Twickenham, closer to where I am now than where I live normally. He says, my Song for Guy recommendation is City Sick by Pooka. The date of this find was sadly never recorded. All I know is that it was probably 93, and I was definitely bladdered. It was late, and I was trying to make the room stop spinning by watching late-night ITV. The show was The Big E, which was a Eurocentric magazine-type show, very much like Eurotrash, without the actual trash. I found the opening credits and a sample of their wares here, and he puts a link down. According to the internet, which is never wrong, it was only shown in the London area. Anyway, it gets to the music session and there's these two elven children with guitars making the most stunning noises with their mouths and hands, harmonies with the potential only just, mind, to make a grown drunk man's eyes unexpectedly fill with tears and question the direction his life was taking. It was so good. Get this, I could remember it when I woke up the next morning and immediately waited until Monday so I could get their self-titled album. It was, of course, amazing, and there's a pantomime horse on the cover. He doesn't really explain that, it's just an added bonus in Nick's world. I hope you enjoy it again, probably, and thanks for the many shows I've enjoyed over 2013. Thank you very much, Nick. This is a great song, and I've got my own story about Pooka. Certainly, Sharon Lewis, who's one half of Pooka, I've got a really nice story about her that will, which I'll tell you after we've heard the record. It is City Sick, it's from Pooka. They were going from 92 to 2002, I'm going to guess. And yeah, Sharon Lewis is somebody I know, and a good story coming up after this. Thanks, Nick.
Who should I reach for you? Do you want me to? Or could I stretch my arms to you? Ooh.
Puka and City Sick. Puka, by the way, is an Irish goblin with an uneven temper. I looked it up. I promised you a story involving Sharon Lewis from Puka, and here it is. She grew up round here. Not round here, I'm in London making this programme, but where I live, in North Manchester, the Whitefield and Prestwich area. And even though she's like a couple of years older than me, we've got lots of friends in common. She used to date my friend Ed for a while. But I want to take you all the way back to when I was probably about 13 years old, maybe even younger than that, you know, 11 or 12. I was on the 135 bus, which picked me up at school and took me home to Bury. And Sharon used to get the same bus. I think she went to King David's Jewish High School up the road. But I remember her because she was a very pretty lady. She still is a very pretty lady. Anyway, I used to get mildly bullied on this bus by a couple of characters. I mean, I was a pretty loud kid. Maybe I'd have bullied me, if you know what I mean. But nevertheless, something very unpleasant was happening to me. And Sharon Lewis, in her school uniform, stepped in, saved me from said bully, and sat with me for the rest of the journey. Who'd have thought all these years later I'd be playing a record on my radio programme? Anyway, I owe you one, Sharon. Thanks very much to Nick for his Song for Guy recommendation. Keep them coming, folks. Once again, that was Puka and City Sick. We're going to have another one now from Laura Veers, who's my featured artist this week. This beautiful thing is called Fire Snakes.
Mermaids shimmer in the waves, wanted to share a word, course the only way. Left me alone with the blood in my mouth, the paw into prey to tear at the fray for a thundercloud. See rusted altar. Thank you.
There you go. Great, eh? That was Laura Veers and Fire Snakes. Go and buy all of her records. If you buy a record, she'll be able to afford to make more. Brilliant. This next tune was written and recorded for Lester Young to commemorate him a couple of months after he died. It was written by Charles Mingus, and it refers to the great man's headgear. It's called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, and this is Pentangle's live version. A stunning piece of music. Thank you so much, thank you. They were, of course, applauding for Pentangle. That was their version of Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. Joni Mitchell did a version with lyrics on it. She wrote some lyrics for that when she did an album with Charles Mingus just prior to his death. In fact, I think she finished it after he died. I think I might play that next week. It's a point of interest. And always an excuse to play some anti-Joni.
Six music.
I discovered early on I couldn't write books. I wasn't going to present Blue Peter, but I could write songs and talk to people through songs. And I think with records, it's the same thing.
This is Terry Hall.
The beauty of doing this radio show on Six Music is this is the first chance I've had to sit down, dig out my records, and the idea of sharing it with other people is just fantastic. I've been collecting records since late 60s through to today, so there's a massive range of music from the obvious things which influence the specials like ska and reggae to less obvious like Bobby Goldsboro. If you've got respect for an artist, it's great to see where they're from and what kind of music has maybe influenced them.
Terry Hall, this afternoon from 4
on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star. Well,
I was put in mind of this David Sylvian tune earlier on when I was playing the Milagres hit, and I was thinking about how a lot of synth sensibilities from the 80s are filtering back into popular music. Yeah, I was reminded of this great tune from David Sylvian. Big fan of this is my bass player, Pete Turner. It's called I Surrender, and Pete Turner, this one's coming out to you.
Died embittered from the stars. That night I crossed the bridge of sighs and I surrendered. I looked back and glimpsed the outline of a boy. His life of sorrows now collapsing into joy. Tonight the stars are all aligned and I surrender. My mother cries beneath the southern sky and I surrender. Recording angels and the poets of the back the trophies of the battles that we've fired. Searchlights fill the open skies and I surrender.
Recognition on your face.
me now while my old love dies tonight, and I surrender.
News.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Jason Kay. The Education Secretary, Michael Gove, has dismissed claims that the government's trying to fill top positions at public bodies with Tory supporters. The Labour peer, Lady Morgan, whose contract as chairman of Ofsted isn't being renewed, made the claim yesterday. And the Lib Dem Education Minister, David Laws, backed her position. But Zenna Atkins, who had the job from 2006 to 2010, doubted that the move was political.
Given he appointed her in the first place, it seems unlikely. She hasn't stood out against any particular Tory policy. She hasn't done anything that would particularly annoy the Tory party. So I see no reason really why it wouldn't just be, as he says, that he wants to reflect some new thinking at the top.
Greater Manchester Police have been given more time to question three people on suspicion of murdering a seven-week-old boy in Greater Manchester. A woman and two men are being held. A search is continuing for an angler who's disappeared in rough seas off the Aberdeenshire coast. Two severe flood warnings remain in place along the River Severn in Gloucestershire. The Home Office has said that there'll be no blanket extension of pub licensing times in England and Wales during the Football World Cup in Brazil. The British Beer and Pub Association had asked for licensed premises to be allowed to serve alcohol for an extra 4 hours in the opening and closing weekends. That's because many games don't start before 11 o'clock. The Home Office says that local authorities should grant late licences on a case-by-case basis. Bridget Simmons from the Beer and Pub Association accused the government of being very small-minded.
They seem to be saying that it's not of nationally significant, and I think that's so the Royal Family and the Diamond Jubilee were, but somehow our national game isn't, and I think that's pretty hard.
The adopted daughter of the film director Woody Allen has renewed her allegations that he sexually abused her as a child. Dylan Farrow made the accusation in the New York Times. Woody Allen was never charged and has always denied wrongdoing. That's Six Music News. The next update is at 4:30.
This is Six Music.
This is BBC Radio Six Music.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
What a beautiful thing. The leaves are gone by the secret machines. I mentioned Pete Turner earlier on. I dedicated a tune to him. Well, I'm delighted to tell you that his daughter Martha, who might be listening to the radio now, has shown an interest in the birdies. So Martha is showing interest in the birdies, and because she feeds them every day and she's a good girl, I want to dedicate this next tune to her and her little brother, who she takes really good care of, baby Ted. This is Three is a Magic Number by Bob Durrow, and yeah, this is for Martha and Ted.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number. A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. Now the multiples of three come up three times in each set of ten. In the first ten, you get 3, 6, 9. And in the teens, 10, it's 12, 15, and 18. And in the twenties, you get a 21, 24, 27. And it comes out even on 30, yeah.
Now multiply backwards from 3 times 10.
3 times 10 is 30. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is 24. 3 times 7 is 21. 3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15, 3 times 4 is 12, 3 times 3 is 9, 3 times 2 is 6, and 3 times 1 is 3, of course.
Now dig the pattern once more. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. Yeah.
30.
Now multiply from 10 backwards.
3 times 10 is 30. 3 times 9 is 27.
3 times 8 is 24.
3 times 7 is 21. 3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. And 3 times 3 is 9. And 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1.
What is it?
3!
Yeah,
that's a magic number. A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number.
For Martha and Ted, that was Bob Durrow, and Three is a Magic Number. You probably recognised it as being the source of the sample from the De La Soul tune. It was originally a Song for Guy recommendation from a listener of ours called Stephanie Parmentier. And yeah, it's great. Keep them coming in, folks. Maybe I should do one of them, like good music associated with education in that way. I like it. This next tune's by My Brightest Diamond. It's called The Top of the World. It really goes for a walk, chordally, but her voice is just so striking. It's moody, it's beautiful, it's My Brightest Diamond, and the best thing about this song only happens once during the song. Absorb, everyone.
At the end of the sea, carry me. Through storms we will sail, just to gaze at the top of
My Brightest Diamond and The Top of the World. My last words before playing that song were, absorb everyone. Was that patronising? Guy.6music@bbc.co.uk.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
While the night sings, the daytime blossoms. In the shadows of Victoria Moor houses emerge a forest of wonder. The extraordinary, the music, the spoken word, our freakier side. Let me introduce to you the Six Music Festival Fringe. During the days of February the 28th and March the 1st, standing tall alongside the Six Music Festival at the Victoria Warehouse in Manchester, come explore. Lose yourself in our Six Music record fair, the euphony of poets and our stories. Be in on our conversations with musicians and artists. Get closer to who we are. It's time for us to meet. The Six Music Festival Fringe is free, but you'll need to register for your chance to be there. Just go to the Six Music website right now. Terms and conditions apply.
He's a space nut, you know.
I think sometimes the title of a song can set you up to enjoy it in a different way. For instance, if The Lark Ascending was called Having a Fag Out the Back of the Pub, you know, you'd have a very different image in your head. Do you see what I mean? It's so with this next tune by Talk Talk. It's from an album called Laughing Stock. I find an excuse to play this band whenever I can. Early Talk Talk doesn't do it for me at all, but particularly the last three records, so Colour of Spring, Spirit of Eden and Laughing Stock, I think they're some of the finest music ever written. This next song is beautiful. It's Sunday afternoon music at its best, and it's called After the Flood.
Thank you.
Isn't that great? From the album Laughingstock, that's Talk Talk and After the Flood. I've got time for one more song before Terry Hall takes over the airwaves. He's going to be in that slot for the next month, I'm very happy to say. He's a lovely man, and I've seen what he's going to play on his programme, and I've got to tell you, it's pretty special. If you love Sunday afternoons on Six Music, say it with me now. Say, I love Sunday afternoons on Six Music. Say it. Say it louder. Louder. I hear you. Drop me an email, let me know what you think. Witticisms and criticisms to guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Enjoy Terry's programme, I know you're going to. Thank you very much to Michelle and Peter and the Beckopedia and everyone who sent in Song for Guy recommendations this week. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington. I want to leave you with Fami, who are a great band. They met at school in France, but they're from London, I believe, and they've been compared to sort of Woo Life, Manc sort of punk folk. They're all over the place. My friend Mitty produced them. Mitty used to, worked for many, many years at Maida Vale. He's done so many amazing Peel sessions, etc. And have a look at Fami's Facebook page and you'll see Mitty dressed as the Pope on there. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll see you next week. Enjoy Terry Hall. This is Fami with Mother Bonita.
Anymore.